absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
I think we all know by now that we have to live more sustainably to avoid the worst effects of climate change and biodiversity loss. We probably know of several changes that we ought to be making, laws that should be passed, and businesses that ought to behave better. If we know all this, then why does it not happen? Because knowledge is not enough. We have to pay attention also to values, beliefs, and attitudes. Or, as Ernestina put it,
I think we could easily stop any kind of scientific research on climate change and biodiversity and etc. and invest the money in bringing consciousness to people so that the part that we already know and the measures that we already have known through science can be put into practice.
Welcome to Absolutely Intercultural, show number 298, the podcast about all things intercultural. My name's Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from Denmark. In this show, I'm going to be looking at a European project called SysMind, which aimed to focus on the building of sustainable values. The SysMind project, based in Austria and with partners in Latvia, Turkey, Spain, Ukraine, and North Macedonia, aimed to help teachers embrace diversity and explore the spiritual side of sustainability. One major outcome of their work was a free online course which you could join. You'll find the link on our website at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. What could happen after you've done this course? Hear what Lydia, a teacher in a Ukrainian forestry college, has to say.
Well, as I'm not responsible, but everybody in the college know that I do this.
But how do you grade students on their sustainability mindset? Our last segment will present one option, which was developed by the high school students themselves. Let's hear from their teacher, Piotr.
I watched the students during they found the tasks. There is 10 tasks a lesson, yeah? But they wrote me 20, 30, 50 tasks, and we have chosen which one will be better.
So let's go absolutely cooperative by hearing why one of the partners, Ernestina, running a sustainable rural development organization in southern Spain, joined the SysMind project.
We don't want to bring industry into rural areas to make people move to the countryside, but what we want is to revitalize traditional, ancient, and sustainable management tools and methods, add to them knowledge from modern research, and make it sustainable for people, ecologically and economically, of course.
So you're a partner in the SysMind project, which, as far as I can see, is about exploring how to include the spiritual aspect of understanding of sustainability. Why did you join the project? What did you hope to get out of it?
Well, we have, if you take part in a project, it's not only to get something out of it, but also contribute to the results. In our case, there's two reasons. One is that I'm German and I'm running a Spanish foundation. So that is an intercultural project. And the other thing is that we have a training center on our own farm. We have a training center here, and the training center works mainly with Erasmus Plus KA1 mobility project. So we very often have here young people from Germany, from Austria, mainly from German speaking countries. And so we are constantly intercultural, which means it's not only spiritual, it's also cultural. Conflicts or differences that we have to deal with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sustainability is a complex subject, mainly because you have to take a systems approach, but you really have to feel it in order to implement it. So what were the outcomes of the project that you found useful in order to help you promote sustainability even more?
Within the consort, there were, you know, there was Ukraine, Turkey, North Macedonia, Austria, Spain. So we had a really wide, broad panorama of cultural backgrounds. So it was very helpful to work with people, because I've never worked with people from so many different countries from so far away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good teaching within the consortium to see how people work and how we can overcome problems. And also was interesting to see that probably where we expected to have shortcomings from partners, nothing happened. And other people we shot, well, they are really experienced and for a long time. And then you see, wow, it's probably they're not as experienced, or they haven't learned that much in the last project. So that was interesting to see. It was a challenge. It was a big challenge to work with so many people from so different countries.
I must say that as I listened to Ernestina talk about her organization, Fundación Monte Mediterráneo, and had a look around their website, I had a strong urge to visit myself in their holiday accommodation. The SysMind project ran a blended course for teachers on how to promote a sustainable mindset in their students by using an emphasis on values and spirituality, partly through inclusion and embracing diversity. One of the course participants was Lydia, who is a teacher at a forestry college in Ukraine. Let's hear how this course was absolutely transformative.
I knew this word, but I didn't think that it is used in so many spheres, and it combines so many branches, well, of different politics, in economy, in ecology, in education. I couldn't get to know, well, what is this sustainability is, but after the full course, I began to understand. I can't say I'm a big expert in this course, maybe, but I began to understand that it is really important now. It is.
So is there something that you're going to do when you start in the next school year?
Yeah, well, I had a plan, a plan I have already implemented, because I'm going, in our college, I became the person who is responsible for ecological point of view. Well, and I gave short lectures or maybe short lessons for my students, because I explain them how to sort out the garbage, how to be sustainable in this point of view. And now, if we're in September, we are waiting for the next student, first year students, and I will be that person who will give this information for them as well. Yeah, because, well, as I'm not responsible, but everybody in the college know that I do this.
You're the sustainability expert in your college now, is that right?
Yeah. As a, well, it wasn't difficult for me, because I'm interested in this sphere. And at home, for example, we sort out the garbage during a few years. I have an experience. I know where to collect, where to go, where to find the garbage collection point. And I can see the prices. Well, and students are interested in this information.
And you could also start this journey from being uncertain what sustainability means to becoming your organization's go-to person on this topic by taking the free online course that the SysMind project developed, and which you could do in your own time. You'll find the link on our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. How essential is the mindset to achieving sustainability? Ernestina in Spain had a radical opinion about this, which I must say I could entirely sympathize with. Let's see if you agree as we go absolutely mindful.
And my thesis has always been in the last at least 10 or 15 years that we have enough data about technical data, scientific data, for what climate change means, what will happen, what the challenges are, and what the threats are, etc. So the problem is that our consciousness is not prepared. I think we could easily stop any kind of scientific research on climate change and biodiversity and etc. And invest the money in bringing consciousness to people so that the part that we already know and the measures that we already have known through science can be put into practice.
Mm.
We know a lot more, probably 1 or 2% of what we know is being put into practice, or 5, I don't know, I couldn't say, but a very small part only in our private lives, public, politics, etc. So I think it was extremely necessary to have an Erasmus Plus that introduces this part of becoming aware of what blocks us from putting into practice scientific knowledge or facts concerning sustainability. And the cultural background or the religious background is one of the blocks in communication. Because my part, I mainly prepared practical examples, classes, how to introduce or how to teach sustainability when you have a group of people that you have to teach that have very different cultural backgrounds. And I don't only talk about religion, but when we talk about, for example, organic meat, organic food, you know? Mm. So nowadays we have a lot of vegan people, vegetarian people. We have Muslims, which is very difficult concerning the slaughtering practices, etc., etc. So how would I teach organic food or the advantages of organic food or the necessity to consume organic food, which includes meat, when there are vegans? 30%, 40% of the people I teach, especially young people, are vegans and vegetarians.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then the conflict is there.
Mm.
Within the group, okay? So how can we teach it? How can we approach it so we are not focusing on the conflicts, but on what we have in common? There are young people, they want to save the world. I mean, so that was my part, more or less, because this is what I'm interested in. Mm. We do research projects here on the farm, of course, and I think probably, yeah, it's necessary. But I'm more on the practical, ethical side. We have to start putting into practice what we all know.
If we agree about the importance of a sustainable mindset, then how do we teachers know if our students have achieved that? In the SysMind project, they used a method called SysMind Expert, which was developed by the Pilgrim School Network. In order to convince your teacher of your sustainable mindset, you have 14 topic areas to choose from that loosely reflect the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals. And for each of these topic areas, there's a video you can watch, a prompt activity that helps you consider the spiritual aspect of the topic, and then about 10 mini projects from which you can choose 5. In order to display your sustainable mindset. These could include picking up litter, an art project, a zero waste week, and so on. Show your teacher evidence that you've completed these mini projects, and you can collect your SysMind Expert certificate. But how did this start? Let's go absolutely certificated as we talk to Piotr, a teacher in a pilgrim school who was witness to this.
I can tell you a little bit because the beginning of this program was in our school. We are a pilgrim school since 2015, and a group of students told me that they would like make a program for themselves which combines sort of the field of sustainability with ecological, economical, and social, with spirituality. Why spirituality? Because I am a religion teacher in this school. It is the Vienna Business School. And this class was confronted with the difficult time of Corona. They were closed in their houses, in their flats. We had online lessons, and they tried to make a program which allows them to go out with their parents or with a friend in the nature. And I, as a religion teacher, tried to put their thoughts towards spirituality. I watched the students during they found the tasks. There is 10 tasks a lesson, yeah? But they wrote me 20, 30, 50 tasks, and we have chosen which one will be better. And with the help of the SysMind project, so we tried to make a booklet from this and to spread this to other schools. We invited students from Poland. They make the program. So some Austrian school make this, and the professors were very interested and very grateful for the possibility. Oh, it is so wonderful. And we have schools which make it every year. Yeah? We have pictures. All classes in a school in Lower Austria make this every year. And at the end of this program, we make a big feast, and they will get the certification as a pilgrim experts. And the next year will come the next group, probably about 100, 120 people. So it is spreading. This program is spreading.
Although it's a certificate, it is, of course, the experience of working up to the award of the certificate that is key here. You can see the whole document by following the link on our website. As a teacher, I can see that this could easily be tweaked to meet many learning contexts. So what do you think? Should we stop climate change research and focus on implementation? Could Lydia's transformative experience also happen to you? And what do you think about getting a certificate for your sustainable mindset? Thank you to the members of the SysMind project who shared their experiences with us for this show. You can write a comment or mail us, and we could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes and leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you from Laurent Borgmann in Germany on the 4th of October. So until then, stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.